Amos chapter 9. We stopped at verse number 3 last Thursday. So let's begin reading at verse number 4, 5, and 6. Beginning at verse 4. And though they go into captivity before their enemies, that's why I command the sword, and it shall slay them. And I will set my eyes upon them for evil, and not for good. And the Lord God of hosts is he that judgeth the land, and it shall come out. And all that dwell therein shall mourn, and it shall rise up fully like a flood, and shall be drowned as by the flood of Egypt. It is he that buildeth his story from the heaven, and that foundeth his truth in the earth. He that called for the waters of the sea, and poured them out upon the face of the earth, the Lord is his name. All right, this I've called God's inescapable judgment upon Israel. Why is God judging his 10 tribes of Israel, the northern 10 tribes? Because of the disobedience, because they've sinned against him. Did he want the judgment? Did he want them? How did he want them to escape his judgment?
By
obeying him and following the word, just like today. God does not want to judge us if we're saved and born again, but if we're out of line, he'll take us to the woodshed, he'll correct us in order to bring us back, because he loves us. He doesn't want us out of line. And so this is very serious judgments. And verse 4, though they go into captivity right before their enemies, what's going to happen to them? What captivity did the 10 tribes go into? What captivity?
They're going to be going into Assyria.
They're going to go into the Assyrian captivity, right here, this big Assyrian captivity, and they're going to go over there. It hasn't gone yet, but when they go, what's going to happen to them? Even in captivity. In verse number 4. What's going to happen to them?
We're going to command the sword.
Command the sword about it. Slay them. In other words, even though they're in captivity, that's judgment enough. He's going to slay them with a sword. And what is he going to do as far as his mission and motive in verse 4? What is God's goal?
Set his eyes upon
them
for evil.
Set his eyes upon them for evil. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? When the Lord sets his eyes upon us for evil, be careful. That's a terrible state of affairs. You wonder how can a good loving God do this?
Yes.
Is he still loving just because he that doesn't take away his love, but his holiness and his judgment is still there. And he's got to judge for evil, not for good. And then notice in verse number 5, what's he going to do with the land? What land is he referring to here, do you think?
Probably
Israel, probably Palestine, land. What's he going to do with the land? All right. And in other words, it's going to be, I don't know whether it's going to have erosion or whatever, but global warming, who knows? Which we don't believe is true. But
is it referring to a fire? Or?
Maybe fire. Maybe it will fire. Yeah, fire melts things, doesn't it? And where's that? What's going to be? Yes, Anna?
Is it possible that, is it, I'm not sure, but sometimes people talk about when they say their hearts melt, they're really discouraged.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure if that would apply because it's just talking about the land.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
All right, if it was snowing and the sun came out, it would melt. The snow would melt. So
shall mourn.
Differently. But those that dwell in the land, what's that going to add? What's their attitude going to be? What's their... They're going to be mourning because of the land. And then about the... what's this like a flood? Be drowned as a flood.
Soldiers, maybe.
It could be. It could be like a flood to be drowned. Or that if it's literal flood, of course, it could be that too. Snow, storms and storm raging. But it could be like a flood. They'd be submerged completely and be drowned in people or drowned in water. We understand the water, but it's going to be like. It's a simile, isn't it? Like or as.
Could be armies from Egypt.
Could be armies from Egypt. Then verse number 6. It identifies the Lord. What does it say about the Lord here in this verse, number 6? Questions at bfdbc.org. If you want to give us an email or 856-261-9018. Give us a call and enter into our discussion. How is the Lord described here?
This is one that's in control.
All right, in control. What else?
Verse
number 6.
She filled the stories in heaven.
Okay.
And found that it's
true. Found it's true, but he doesn't know what she's
doing. The Lord of the sea, he did everything.
He's the creator, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And stories in the heavens. So, well, just probably stories like that. This is certainly just like in the ark. There were three different stories within it, three different levels in the ark. And so this could be the way that is in heaven. Mansions in heaven, and that could be. And then found of the troop on the earth, his troop, all kinds of his animals and his creation, everything that he made, and the waters of the sea, and poured out of the face of the earth. When did he pour the waters out of the face of the earth?
The
flood. Yeah, right, Noah's flood. And that was a tragedy. How many were delivered in that flood? Just eight. What were their names?
Noah.
Mrs. Noah, Mrs. Ham, Jacob, Mrs. Ham. So Ham, Sam, Ham, and Jacob. And their wives, and of course Noah and his wife. So eight were spared. Did God make an invitation to think to others?
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. I believe that Noah preached for 120 years. He was a preacher of righteousness. Now, did the people believe that there was going to be a flood that would destroy them?
No.
No, they didn't. Did that make any difference?
Not till the door was shut.
When the door was about to shut, when it began to rain, then they could see. But who shut that door?
God did.
God shut the door. What does that indicate when God shuts the door?
That's the end.
Is there going to be an end of time for people to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, even now?
Yes.
In other words, many have postulated and thought about those before the rapture, before the Lord Jesus takes the believers home to heaven, if they've not come to Christ before that time, many have said it's too late. They use 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and maybe it is too late. If they have not heard about Christ accepting before, they'll not believe it even now, because the devil will be here, and the Antichrist will be here, and they won't believe. But be that as it may, there's a time when that's the end. That's the end of life. Yeah, Bill.
After the rapture, 144,000 Jewish people are supposed to preach the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And many, there's different opinions on that, but many people believe that there a lot of people are going to be saved.
Yes.
During that time.
That's so, right.
So even after the rapture, apparently it's not too late.
Not too late. But some have said, Bill, and I don't know whether true or false, that those that through this dispensation before this time who have heard the gospel, rejected it, then. But others that have never heard, that's when the 144,000. Many have said, possibly that, see. But you're right, there's going to be many saved, and there's 144,000. What type of people are those 144,000?
They're Jews.
They're Jews. From each tribe of Israel. Called out from each of the 12 tribes. Yes, sir.
When I went to PCB, one of the professors there, I forget his name, if I mentioned it, you might know him, said that the Lord would never turn anybody away that said they believed, and really in their hearts they believed, even if it was after the rapture. If they wanted to be saved and believe, that the Lord would never turn them away. Now,
there's different opinions. Yeah. That's entirely possible. Who's where will they come? But you remember in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, God will sing of strong delusion that they will believe a lie. So in other words, people have been deluded before, have they not? I think many people, for instance, have voted for our president. Mm-hmm. Because he promised this, they were deluded. They thought he was going to fulfill. He hasn't fulfilled those promises. Mm-hmm. And many of them now are completely against him.
Mm-hmm.
And they're Democrats. But see, so strong delusion, see. I mean, I can see how it would happen. I mean, everybody thought, that's going to be wonderful. Everything's going to be happy. It's wonderful. And the promises. In fact, someone has actually counted in 2 minutes of his speech before he was elected, as he was campaigning, 8 different lies that he told. Because of this, 8 different things, didn't do anything. So, delusion is very strong, and some people believe it's easy to believe a lie. Yeah?
I wonder if anybody has already done that for any of the other presidents.
I don't know. And if they have, I'd like to see it. And, I mean, that's the way with politicians. I mean, they're all alike. Someone said the way to get elected is, first of all, to find out what the people want, and then promise it to them. I didn't say do it, I said promise it to them. That's how they get elected. And that's what they do. They don't do it, they promise. Yeah, Anna?
Nothing.
Okay. So, I'm sorry, Tammy. I'm sorry. I missed it all. All right.
I guess that's the way it is with people that
often it is our tendency to trust in kings or to trust in princes or to trust in presidents or whoever our leaders are, but we can't trust in them. Right. We can trust in the Lord only.
Trust in the Lord only. That's a very good point. As it says in the Psalms, some trust in chariots and some of that. We will trust, put our trust in the Lord, our God. And so the armies. So the Lord Jesus himself, the Lord of the stories in heaven, Father, all the Creator, the waters of the sea, pours them out. The Lord is his name. Let's read verse number. Yeah, Dan, sorry.
It's possible when the 144,000 are here, their ministry focus is going to be those people who perhaps haven't heard the gospel for the first time.
Yes, I think you're right.
That'll be the focus. And, and those are the people who are, how the large percentages of conversion will take place among people who have never heard the gospel before.
How will they advance to the whole world in that 7-year period of tribulation? What is going to be their methods?
Let's go out throughout the world.
There's a certain type of
internet. We don't really know.
Radio.
I think they're going to be, the way things are going to be happening, all telecommunications seem to be going to be shut down because of the disasters that are going to be taking place. Maybe the telecommunications can withstand earth probably these things we've never seen before. All these different horrible things with the seven trumpets, seven vials, and seven seals. There's seven different judgments. I got them out of order. But there's seven different judgments, so there's 21 different types of judgments that are coming upon the earth. I'm not sure if our infrastructure of telecommunications to withstand that type of
activity.
The 144,000 cannot rely upon our technology of today. They may have to rely upon the technology of the means of the first century church.
Possibly so. Yeah?
Well, I read somewhere or something, and I'm not sure if it was accurate, but like, now, the amount of missionaries in the field today is like around 35,000 or somewhere like that, but I forget where I read that or, so I don't know if it's accurate, but like, so like 144,000 could probably, if they spread out, could like reach a lot of people.
Alright. Have to have airplanes if they're still living and still working?
Not necessarily. I mean, you have, again, that type of technology may be destroyed.
Well,
there was back in 200 BC or 250 BC, there was a storm that wiped out 70% of the Roman naval fleet. Just a storm. A 3-day storm. Is it, what year was that? 200 BC or...
Because they just let it sit there, and so...
And Pearl Harbor was only 3% of U.S. fleet.
6% of the entire military, though.
And so, it's possible the aircraft, vessels, but if, like Anna's saying, if you have 144,000, if you give each of those, how many months do we have in the seven years?
7 times 12.
Yeah, 7 times 12, but if each one reaches somebody in a month, one person, then you double in size. Each month you double that number, 144, you go to 288. The next month you go to 400. Next month you go to 800.
Yes.
Next month you go to 1.6 million, then you double that.
We're not sure the conditions, but if the conditions prevail, the ones prevail to in existence today, they'll have radio, they'll have internet, they'll have...
But people aren't listening to that today.
What is it?
People don't listen to that today.
No,
we have that today.
But
we have people going across the airwaves today.
They have the availability, at least, if they want to listen. Will the people be more interested than even today to listen to the gospel?
Yes.
Why?
Because of all the tribulation.
The tribulation, the troubles, and the terrible calamities. It'll be foxhole religion. There's no atheist in the foxhole, they say. They're praying to the Lord because there's serious business. Anna, and then Tammy, and then Mom.
People in the Congo, in the midst of the Congo, in some jungle or somewhere, they may not have access to internet. So the 124,000 may have to go and reach them personally.
I'm sure that's a good way. Yes,
I'm
going to
forget
that. Hello,
Matt,
what's up?
Hey,
you know, quickly. Hi, guys. When you're talking about people getting saved after the rapture.
Yes.
And you read the verse from 2 Thessalonians 2:11. for this card, Scott, she'll send that strong delusion that they should be believing the lie.
Yes.
And the next verse, and in context, the next verse 7, he who now letteth will let until he take it out of the way, and then the wicked shall be revealed. This is after the church is taken out of the way, but the next verse, and you've read this before, I know, after verse 11 says, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness.
Yes.
And that sounds to me like they've been responsible during the age of grace to obey the gospel, and they had their chance, and that they may not be able to believe.
Yes.
Once they've heard it.
Many believe that. Has the external capture been helpful, Rob? Has this been better, more synchronized?
Yes, the band fixed it up. The new feed is, has been very good.
Good. The lip sync's on now.
The lip sync is on. Okay, thank you, Rob. Appreciate that.
Good.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Tammy?
I was thinking of that very verse that Rob mentioned, because he that led us, I've always understood that that's the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
And he restrains evil in the world, and he's going to be taken. This is how I learned it. So correct me if I'm wrong, but if he's taken out of the world, and he's... or it seems as though he can't be completely removed.
No, but the restraining power is gone, yes.
Right, so...
he'll still be here, but the restraining will be gone.
Perhaps there's less... I don't know.
Less hindering of sin.
Less... I don't know if that would also mean that there would be less work for salvation, because we know the 144,000 is going to work in those... it's going to use those witnesses.
Yeah, I think the restraining ministry of the Holy Spirit will be produced. It's saving her, telling about Christ will be continued, I think. Yes.
He'll have the same power in salvation.
I think so, because he that let the land until he be taken out of the way, he won't let anymore, hinder anymore, or restrain evil anymore. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a real mess. Yeah, Bob?
Two comments. I can't remember how the 144,000 were saved.
Were sealed. The seal, every seal, God just...
but how were they saved? Just all of a sudden?
Just by God's grace, I guess. By God's grace.
Maybe they remembered. Then the other thing is, when I was younger, I heard all these prophecies when I was younger. We barely had a telephone. I almost was old as Edison, or William Dell, or whatever his name is. But, we had telephones, but they were the... your grandmother's had
my grandmother, right.
And so did we. So did some in LaGrange have that. And then we had that tall phone like this. The cradle phone, that was marvelous invention. So when this actually happens, the internet could be so out of date.
Uh-huh.
Because when you and I were younger, there was just a typewriter.
That's
old-fashioned typewriter.
A manual typewriter.
Yeah, a manual typewriter, the old-fashioned kind. And radio was a baby.
That's right.
And I don't know what else was...
well, as far as the facility being saved, it could be just like the Apostle Paul. The Lord Jesus came, spoke to him, and he was converted. Cass and then Bill, yes.
What about the tribulation saints?
They'll be saved by the gospel preaching, through the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And many will be saved, as it says, by the sand of the sea, as it says in the book of Revelation 8, chapter 5. Many, many will be saved because of the influence of these evangelists, even in spite of all the tribulation. Yeah, Bob?
And I remember the preaching about the one, this is Elijah or somebody, somebody's going to be raised from the dead. And the whole world would see it. And the preachers would say, we don't know how that will be. Well, now we have television. We know that it's possible. But when this actually happens, it might just be something that isn't invented yet.
Could be.
That everybody will see it at one time.
Yes, Bill.
We could still see it now.
Yeah.
I don't look like we have.
That's right, we could. But we're not sure that things will be completely down, redfished down. Maybe there's a new thing that can't be done.
That's right.
That's it. Bill.
There may be some indications just beginning to grow now showing that more and more Jews are starting to believe in Jesus. This may be a little bit hard to believe, but there are two rabbis on television now who have shows about Jews for Jesus, and they're both saying... that more and more Jewish people are turning to Christ all the time. So
Christ,
maybe that's where the 144,000
yes,
come from.
Maybe from there. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes, Dan?
At what point in time are the two witnesses?
Probably in the center of the tribulation. That's the first 3.5 years.
But not until the middle?
Probably in the middle. See, the first 3.5 years, the Antichrist will be wonderful. What a wonderful person. See, and all of a sudden he'll turn and he'll have the sacrifice in the temple of Israel, and they'll see how mean and ugly. That's when they will be killed, and then the Lord will raise them up again.
Who are those witnesses? Elijah?
Probably Moses and Elijah. I think not. Other people have different views, but the miracles of Moses are there. The miracles of Elijah are there. So both miracles, they seem like the Moses and Elijah will be raised.
They may be walking around alive.
Well, they'll be raised up, and they'll be prophets. The Bill, that's how they
and Anna. They'll come down. They never were married. They never were married.
That's right.
Yeah.
You'd
like to meet Moses and Elijah.
Remember, Moses and Elijah were two on the Mount of Transfiguration. Remember, the Lord asked
you
Moses and Elijah.
You don't want to meet them on earth, do you? During the tribulation?
Oh. No, not necessarily here. But I was thinking through that.
They're the ones that were
in
the Mount of Transfiguration. So they have bodies. They never. We don't know what happened to Moses, but it said God buried him. So that doesn't count then.
No, but God's able to take care of the body. Yes, Anna?
Well, Elijah never died. He was taking up and carrying it fire.
Right.
And then Enoch was also the other one that
died.
Oh, yeah,
Enoch.
Yeah,
maybe it's Enoch and Elijah, because they didn't die.
Possible. Yes,
Dan. Now, somebody can verify this, but if getting back to the old-fashioned method of the New Testament, if you give each of 144,000 4 months to win one person to Christ, and then give those people 4 months to win one to Christ, in other words, each kind of, you're doubling the number of witnesses you have every 4 months, in a matter of you'd be able to reach 48 billion people in 7 years. In 4 months times, there's 84 months in 7 years,
mm-hmm.
And so in 21 cycles, 21 times 4 is the 48 billion. Maybe somebody could double check that math. And this is rough numbers, because I started with 100,000 the first 4 months, 200,000, 400,000, 800,000, 1.6 million, 3.2 million, 6.4 million, 12 million. Just a minute, let me take care of a cricket here or something. Anyway,
okay.
Here he's over there. 12 million, 24 million, 48 million, 100 million, 200 million, 20 million, 500 million, 1 billion, 2 billion, 3 billion, 6 billion, 12 billion, 24 billion, 48 billion.
So if they go one at a time, one by one, that's all these billions and millions. And so, but if they have television and the other things to get out even more than that, except can be saved.
When the bug, you can tell the bug man to creep us up here.
Well, I will. When he comes next time, I'll bring him over here.
I think
he's
calling because.
Why don't you call?
What's happened with that?
You're going to bring a break of base on the bug here.
All right, let's go on into verse number 6. We have the Lord is this name of him. He built the stories of him. Let's go with verses. Yes, Bob? I mean, Anna?
I'm not Bob.
Okay, Anna?
It says the Lord is his name. That's like Jehovah the self-existent one, right?
Sure, that's that self-existent one.
Just hand it. No, I'm sorry, I'm going to disturb him, but you're not. He's not the way.
Why don't you just pick him up and take him aside? Murder him.
Hey, let's pick him up.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I just said what I wanted to.
Oh, okay.
About the Lord's name.
Lord is the self-existent one. Jehovah, that's right. Absolutely. Well, let's read verses 7, 8, and 9 together. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, or children of Israel, saith the Lord? Have not I brought up Israel out of the land of Egypt, and the Philistines from the Captor, and the Syrians from the Kerr? Behold, the eyes of the Lord God are upon the sinful nation, and I will destroy it from off the face of the earth, saying that I will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob, says the Lord. For lo, I will command, and I will sift the house of Israel among all nations, like as corn is sifted in a sieve, yet shall not the least grain fall upon the earth. Right in verse 7, those that assimilate, are you not as children? Yes, Anna.
We have a note from the Badger State.
Badger. North Dakota?
What's passing? All right.
Pastor looks okay here. No head cut off. Then, now we're reading the Bible, and that looks good, too. Pastor's talking now, and still looks good. No head cut off.
We need to get the head cut off scene.
So he did the first thing, and see if his finger...
That's right. No, he got away. The ball got away.
Oh, got away. So, so that's Wisconsin. That's Wendy, Rick, and Wendy.
Right, Wisconsin. Okay, so we have...
They have so Jerry. It could be Jerry.
We have the wrong...
No.
They have the wrong feet.
They have to go to
the brown box.
What's the brown box?
So there's one before that, too.
Another one. Okay, read the other one before that.
This one's from Barry Public.
Is that North Dakota?
That's the Peace Corps state.
You don't know what these things
are. Barry Public. North Dakota?
No.
Illinois?
Illinois?
California. All right, California. Okay, Joe,
and the audio is in sync now on all the cameras. The camera with the top of your head cut off, the audio is a bit low.
Oh, I got to repair the audio. Okay, fix the audio. Okay. I tried to, at least my audio is low, yours should be higher.
Okay. It's a little low on the audio. Okay, thank you, Joe. Anything else on that, Anna?
Not that I can tell.
Okay. So we're in good shape. In verse number 7, yeah, Bob?
Love to have them all listening when the first time that it's streamed from Dr. Williams so that
yes.
People know where they're
the 16th. Be sure that everyone listens on the 16th. Wednesday the 16th. Is it 7 o'clock, Dan?
7 o'clock.
7 until 9.
Dr. Williams is calling to get a report.
The Brown Box, please, Dr. Williams will be there. Dan will be there. We'll be setting up the streaming from the Bible study. From Cleveland, Georgia. So please.
I don't know if Sheba will be there or not, the dog.
Yeah, Sheba the dog is bitten by a wild beast in a terrible shape. Just all kinds of things. So please.
She's just a precious dog.
Little dog. So now the dog is inside. Nobody's an outside dog.
It's not a baby dog, but it was so hurt.
It was hurt before, and they nursed it back to shape. They were just a neglected dog. They love Sheba, and so.
He's afraid of me because I have a cane.
Yes, they don't like that. Apparently, their people before beat that little dog, you see, and so they're just afraid of any stranger. Several Williams, several weeks or maybe a month or so to get accustomed to them. And almost in verse number 7, are you not as children of Ethiopia? What does the as indicate?
Like
a simile. And the Ethiopians underneath the children of Israel. And I have brought up Israel out of the land of Egypt. Now, that refers to the Exodus and Moses. What did God take in order to do that? Was that a simple task? Was that a simple task? How many people, men, plus women, children, how many men did it say came out of Egypt?
600,000
men plus women and children. One or two, several, maybe 3 million people, see. And then, at the very least, how long were they in the desert?
40 years.
Did God provide for their food?
Yes.
They did, for their drink, their water.
Their
clothes did not wear out.
But
first of all, how did they get across the water?
By faith, they crossed the sea on dry land.
And see, this is all the power of God. It says, did not the Lord bring them up out of the land of Egypt? The Philistines from captivity, for the Syrians from fear. So God's power is given very strongly there. And then notice verse number 8. What does it mean the eyes of the Lord are upon the sinful kingdom? Who is the sinful kingdom? Who is the sinful kingdom you think is referred to?
Israel.
Probably Israel. These ten tribes of the north. What does it mean if his eyes are upon them?
He knows what they're doing.
He knows what they're doing. Can they hide?
No.
Can any of us hide from the Lord?
No.
Or do we try? People try to hide from the Lord?
Yes.
They try. They're all different means. By the sinning of the dark.
To and fro.
The eyes go to and fro to be strong to the ones that trust in Him. The Lord's eyes. So is this... Now, sometimes one of our friends, Bob Rogers... used the expression about his father. See, Bob Rogers was a pastor, a good friend of ours for many years, in our wedding, in fact, he was. He sang wonderful voice. He's with the Lord now. But whenever he got out of line, his father looked at him, see? And Pastor Rogers used to say, Daddy, don't eye me. Don't eye me. In other words, I was a bad eye. Because when I eye, it means you better straighten out or else. But here, the eyes of the Lord, in the sense of for good, for grace, and for help. Notice, what's he going to do as far as the sinful kingdom in verse number 8?
He'll destroy it.
Destroy it from the face of the earth. Now, the kingdom itself that I will not utterly destroy what?
The house of Jacob.
The house of Jacob. That is, God's going to spare. The kingdom may go, but the house of Jacob, the people, are going to be spared, says the Lord. Now that's God's grace, is it not? In the midst of all of this judgment. And then verse number 9, what does it mean, I will sift the house of Israel? What does it mean to sift?
To judge.
What is it?
It's going to judge.
It's going to judge, yeah.
I'm going to sort those that are faithful.
Okay.
That
are. What do we use sift for in today's
life?
Separate
the good from the bad.
You sift flour in cooking, you sift in that.
The same terminology was used for what Christ said, I think it was Peter,
yes.
Saying, sift you as wheat.
Yes.
No. Which, this same desire is to have you to sift you as wheat.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is very interesting. Same, this is corn.
Yes.
And so sifting, when people bake, and I'm not sure if good people do this anymore, but there's maybe they have better flour now, it's pre-sifted or something, I don't know. But back when, before the flour was, I think they had sifters or something.
Yeah.
You were supposed to sift it and
you're strained.
I'm not sure. This is what we used to do, sifts?
Well, certain things.
And what does that do? Make the stuff come out better?
It makes flour lighter and it takes all the little crumbs and hard things out.
So it makes it lighter?
Yeah.
This makes it bake better.
The thing that's in the sifter is the bad stuff.
Yeah.
And it goes through
the
good
stuff. It makes the flour lighter.
Lighter too.
You can sift sand too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I was just looking back at verse 8, and I was thinking, there's a promise to Israel that God's not going to utterly destroy the house of Jacob. It's just, like, so people who say that God is finished with Israel, there's so many passages that refute that.
Absolutely. Mr. Caffey, I want to say, if Israel's finished, now it's just the church. God is not through with Israel, absolutely. He's got a system. And the things that are in the sieve are the things that are in the sieve, good or bad?
Bad.
Bad. The things that go out of the sieve, good or bad? That's the good. See, that's the thing. We used to think of that. So he will sift them as corn, sifted in a sieve. What is a sieve?
It's a strain.
Yes.
When Jesus said to Peter to sift him,
Satan wants to sift you. Yeah.
What was he left in the sieve, and what would come out?
Well, he probably wanted to hurt his wife and hinder him. And
I mean, the wheat, and when you talk about this talks about corn, but in order for something to be sifted,
and there's a funny blue thing on that screen. There, want to look at it?
That's hard to find.
It says the disc is full. Disc is full.
Okay. We're doing a test in the disc here. This is full, so we'll say okay.
Okay. Sorry.
Thanks for missing that.
So the people going to go to the other one.
Okay. No, this the people that still come to this one.
All right.
The primary one, which we should verify, we have a couple of verifications of this.
All right.
The primary one with the head cut off is the lips are back on sync with its external capture device. But so the corn and wheat, in order for them to be, I guess, yes, both have to be broken down to be sifted?
I guess they will.
Or not? As far as
round up oil.
Round up oil. You have to break the... I don't know much about wheat, but the wheat, in order to get flour, you have to have a whole grain.
That's right.
And the grain has to be
round up.
I used a primitive corn meal grinder. We put a whole cuss. First you have to take the husk of the corn, and you put that corn in this device, this... Stone ground wheat.
Well, yes.
You have to grind it. That wheat has to turn the flour first.
Uh-huh.
You have to break up that wheat, whatever the wheat is, and make it flour. Then you have to sift it.
Yes.
Maybe there's a process when you sift the whole grain first. And when they're running combines to the field, the implement comes through the field, and the implement pulls out the wheat. And the bad stuff is blown off the side.
Uh-huh. Chaff.
But then it has to be further refined, I'm sure. Uh-huh. So I'm not sure.
And the cattle and the were used to turn around and grind that corn. Remember, they go around.
Right.
Not mostly ox that what?
Critical
out the corn. So they had to grind it in those early days. Too. I'm going to stop right here at verse number 9, but next we get Anna.
The Philistines made Samson do it.
Yes, made Samson do it. Yes, Tammy?
Well, that's...
passage in, that refers to Peter and the Lord saying to him that Satan has desire to sift you, it sort of reminds me of Job, because it was Satan that went before God to ask him for permission. And so it seems as though in his omniscience, he understood that that's precisely what Satan had asked, that he wanted permission to sift him.
Yes.
And so...
Satan sit. There's another one. Yes, hold on, what's up?
Hi, Pastor. Besides, I'm encouraging everyone to tune in for Dr. Williams' study. And I know you mentioned this last week, but I just want to mention again that new film that John Doerr and Chris Pinto put out, A Land in the Dark, with you, Dr. Williams, Dr. Vitro, Dr. Mormon, and Dr. Brown, all our friends from the Burgon Society. It's just a wonderful film.
Amen. They're going to have a second one coming out soon also, another several months. Yep.
Wheaton and Tares. This is a long film. It's about 3 hours. But well worth it. I just encourage everyone to get it. It's a great story about the Reformation, our Bible, and the forces of darkness that try to stab at the Bible.
Good. Well, thanks a lot, Rob.
Appreciate it.
Is that a DVD that's
selling
in the stores now?
No, I think you can buy it. I don't know what the stores, but you can buy it from the Adorum Films.
Yeah. How much did it cost?
Sorry?
I was just going to ask what the website was, because I know I've been there before. But
I think it's Adorum. A-D-U-L-L-A. AdorumFilms.com, I think.
We
carry it. Yes. It's very good. 3 hours, basically, a history of Roman Catholic Church. And
that's the one you talked about.
That's the one I talked about. I had up here.
Oh, maybe you'll have that someday.
Yes, we'll try to get that if we can. Any other comments or questions before we close? Well, now let's close then with a word of prayer. Our Father, we do thank Thee that we can talk about Thy Word, talk about salvation, talk about Israel being spared by Thee, talk about the tribulation and what it will take when the Jews, 144,000, will tell the gospel to many in this terrible, terrible catastrophe in these 7 years of tribulation. Lord, as we have the gospel now, help us to take it out. We pray for each one of our missionaries, all 9 of them, as they go forth, may they have fruits that we may abound to to us as well, because we pray, because we give, and we can enter into the labors of the missionaries. Bring us back safely on the Lord's Day as we have the communion service, remembering our Savior's death until He comes. Guide us and direct us, go with us, and bless those that are listening by other means as well. In Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen. Thank you for coming.